Just tell me about the nature of your disability.
Well, I am a user wheelchair. I have 24-hour personal assistance. And what I have, I became ill when I was a kid. And the consequences, it's a little bit like arthritis. I look a little bit weird. I haven't grown since I was, you know, about the age of 7. And a lot of that, probably a lot of listeners' stories, as much damaged by the drugs that I had to take to get well as I was by the illness itself. So that's me, really. Yeah, but most people know me. I look quite little and quite frail. And then I open my mouth and I tend to pack a punch, which is one of the fun things that I have.
Yeah,
I play with that on stage, you know?
We all know that there's quite a ferocious beast behind your image.
Well, they can be, yes.
When, at what age, did you first realise that you had the power, the ability to make people laugh?
I think a lot of us disabled people, we use different things to get over maybe not being as popular, or people, you know, possibly ignoring us as a kid or teasing us. And I guess comedy was, comedy and intelligence, as in, you know, people saying, well, at least you've got a brain because you can't walk, but at least you've got a brain and at least you've got a sense of humour. You need a sense of humour, which always used to really annoy me, and in a way it still does. But there's also a truth to that, and, you know, seeing a funny side of the weirdness of life has got me through, and I'm sure a lot of us, a lot of things. And so that was it, really. But I went to mainstream school, and they had no sense of how I could take part in drama or anything like that. It was kind of like they couldn't see beyond, well, you can be the queen because you've got your own throne. That was about as, you know, about as exciting as they got. So it was only, I'd been working, I was late 20s, early 30s, and there was a course run in Liverpool. And that's where I grew up, in that neck of the woods. And I went on this course. It was a week's drama course whereby we, disabled people, we trained for a week. And then on the Friday, we did a performance. And that was it. I fell in love with acting and performing. I met some other disabled people. Disabled women, we set up Nasty Girls, which was a comedy sketch group. And the rest is history. That was 2001.